The school play. Peter was excited. Next week, he was going to audition for the school play. Everybody knew he was a great actor. He was sure he would get the lead role. Later, his friend Robbie asked him, "Have you seen the script for the play?" "Yes, the title is The Lost Glove. It's a comic play," replied Peter. Robbie said, "I want to play the part of the hermit because the hermit gets to talk with an accent. I want the lead role of the barber. I didn't know you liked acting. I thought you liked choir better," said Peter. "Acting is also a hobby of mine. Do you want to practice with me? The basement at my house is quiet. It's perfect," Robbie replied. "I don't like practicing with others. It complicates the process for me," said Peter. Actually, Peter didn't want to practice at all. The teacher would surely reserve the lead part for him. A few days later, Robbie came to his house. Robbie said, "Do you want to practice the scene on the staircase? It's the part where the migrant searches for a new job." Peter declined the invitation. "I can't today. I need to do some errands." Then he slammed the door. It was just an excuse. Peter didn't want to help Robbie. On the day of auditions, Peter wore his lucky leather jacket. He always got the best part when he wore it. The teacher told him to begin, but his mind was blank. He couldn't remember the lines. A week later, the teacher put a list of the parts on the wall. Peter read the list, looking for his name. He was shocked by what he saw. He blinked his eyes and looked again. He didn't get the lead part. Robbie did. Peter pondered the situation and came to the idea that Robbie justly received the part. He earned it by practicing. Next time, Peter would practice too.